KCII PM Sports Page continues. I'm Cole Cook, now joined by Haley Wilson of the Washington softball program. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Softball Athlete of the Week. Haley, great to have you on. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A fantastic senior campaign for you and the squad. 22-15, closed out the year last week, fell to Iowa City Liberty, but a fantastic season overall. What do you point to, Haley? What did you think the team did well this season?
I really think our defense was solid, and once we got a good lineup for offense, I felt like we were getting people on base and scoring them in.
Mm-hmm. And one theme that I came across throughout the year that I thought your team was really good at was, you know, when you had one hit turned into two, and it seemed like it was a domino effect up and down the lineup, hitting was contagious. Is that something that your team really pride on this season?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Once one girl got a hit, we all got excited, and we all wanted to be at the plate to bat, and then it just happened for us.
Mm-hmm. You individually, you had a strong year, a 354 batting average, 17 runs knocked in. What do you think helped you at the dish this season?
Honestly, helping me at the dish was probably off season and like just putting in extra work after practices and in the off season.
Tell me, where's the sweet spot? Pitch coming in, what's the location that makes your eyes light up and you're ready to do some damage?
A little bit high and outside.
Okay. You know, you were able to do some damage. You had some pop this year, including a walk-off home run. I'm sure one that you're going to remember for quite some time against Fort Madison. Three-run jack against them. Take me back to that day. What was the emotions like as soon as you saw the ball cross the fence?
Not going to lie. I'm teared up as I hit it, and it just was one of the best feelings ever.
Head coach Ben Oberman, you know, he was there your entire high school varsity career. What'd you like about Coach?
I like how he's not afraid to yell at you if you're, like, not playing the best of your ability. Or, like, you can't take it personally because, like, it just will, if you take it personally, you won't do good. But just take it in a good way and then you feel that fire and use it when you're playing, I guess.
You know, as mentioned, you have been around quite a few years varsity-wise. Looking back, what do you think you've improved on the most?
I think I've improved on my hitting, like, over the years, like, gradually getting better and better.
You know, baseball, softball, a lot of people have superstitions. Did you have a superstition before any game?
I always eat a certain brand of sunflower seeds. And I always have my hair in a braid.
All right, what's the sunflower seeds?
Cracked pepper.
Cracked pepper. Ooh, that is a good kind. Very good. Right on. You know, now that your career is done at Washington, what are you going to miss most about being a Demon?
Probably the atmosphere of the team and, like, being around the coaches and teammates, and we just always have a good time.
You know, you're the everyday first baseman for your squad. What'd you like about playing first base?
I like how, like, I know what each throw is going to be like, who throws it, like, high and who always, like, bounces it, and that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed like you're a really good defensive first baseman. Any low throw, you know how to pick it. So how do you practice or how do you perfect the art of picking, you know, one that is definitely not easy, but you seem to make it look easy?
Well, before we take infield and do grounders, I always do short hops. So, like, I'll have someone, like, stand, like, 10 feet away from me and, like, throw it at my feet and just work on backhands, forehands, and front.
Well, let's get outside of softball. Let's move to next month as you gear up for school. Why don't you tell everyone where you're going?
Plan on attending the University of Iowa with an interest in nursing. And I plan on being there 4 years.
Okay. Let's start with Iowa, outside of the obvious, because everyone loves the University of Iowa. What spoke to you or what made you want to become a Hawk?
Iowa, my whole side of my mom's family, they went to Iowa, and then I didn't think I would like it, but I visited it, and I just love the atmosphere there, and I love their campus.
Mm-hmm. I know they have a great nursing program. Is that something that you all have always wanted to get into, or what inspired you to want to go that route?
About 3 years ago, my mom has had like a series of health issues, and I went with her to appointments and stuff, and it just kind of opened my eyes about how much nurses can do for people. Mm-hmm. And I took the CNA course at Kirkwood recently, and I really enjoyed it. So I think that's what made me want to be a nurse.
That's great stuff. Overall, what are you most excited about when you step on campus in a month?
Some Hawkeye football.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Can't go wrong there. Closing out here, Haley, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how did you use that motto to prepare for a game?
So before each game, we do dynamic stretches, and we do high knees, butt kicks, RDLs and stuff. And then I always make sure we get a long toss in to get our arms warm, just in case we, like, need to throw someone out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we do before each game.
Sure. Awesome. Well, congratulations on a fantastic senior season, Haley. Best of luck at the university. And as always, go Hawks.
Thank you.
Haley Wilson of the Washington softball team joining us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Softball Athlete of the Week. Let's step aside. We have more on today's show next on KCII.